ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
फॉर द सेंस इज द बॉडी इज एन ऑब्जेक्ट। बॉडी इज सीन बाय द सेंसेस एंड द सेंसेस आर ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ द माइंड। माइंड सीज और नोज द सेंसेस and the mind, whether my mind is today perturbed or fickle or stable or peaceful or not, that comes into knowledge of intellect, buddhi. Sharir, body, senses, indriya, man. Mind means the alternating agency of thoughts, this, that, liking, disliking also. Not this, but that, decision taking, intellect. That intellect says, no, this is wrong. The mind says, I want to eat this. The intellect says, no, this is not good for health. It happens with everybody. So mind becomes an object of the intellect. Clear? I am unable to decide today. The decision is not correctly coming to me. What should I do? Should I do this or that? Not the desire that belongs to mind, but I think that is correct. The decision-taking faculty. Is also an object. Of what? Of pure knowledge. Pure understanding. Pure awareness. Pure consciousness. It is in the pure consciousness that the intellect is functioning, that the mind is functioning, that the senses are functioning, that the body. Pure awareness, consciousness as such. This consciousness or light or jnana is not an object of anybody else, of anything else. It is not the object. It is as it is. Everywhere. In this way, from the external to the inner, there is withdrawal. It is true that it is understood what I have explained, but simple understanding without having that experience slips away again and again. But this is the way. Before coming to this path of spirituality, even those who are seekers today, before knowing this path of spirituality, they were 100% involved in the enjoyment of senses. in the external world. But they found out that there was no peace in that external world, no happiness. Therefore, the search for happiness started. And then from some source, some saint or some book or somewhere, they came to know that happiness permanently is found within your own self. So that final existence of the individual, known as self, pure consciousness or awareness, is finite because of ego. Otherwise, pure knowledge is infinite, unborn, everywhere. The illusion of separateness from the totality, identification with objects, particularly with the body, is ego. I am separate. The individual soul, jivatma, never becomes Brahman, as Brahman or Brahma never becomes jivatma. Then what happens? Ego goes away. The personality comes to a destruction in a way. Total acceptance of whatever is coming happens. And when that ego is not there, then it is there, whatever is there, always there.